Hi there, folks. Text of the Black Pants Legion here. This is a new idea I'm trying. I will talk about one of the universes I truly love. Battletech. Having grown up with Battletech and been a mech nerd for such a long time, I figured this series is, well, overdue. And also might prove interesting, at least to a few, where I can talk lore, sea bills, and glory in the Battletech universe. So to start this series off, let's begin appropriately with my favorite mech, the Awesome. Specifically, the AWS-8Q Awesome. The Awesome was first designed by Technicron Manufacturing in Merrick Space. That'd be the Free Worlds League for the rest of you. Or those weird Austro-Hungarian space nobility guys, for the few who identify with that. Starting production in 2665, the Awesome was intended originally to replace the Striker, which is one of those classic Star League-era assault mechs that had been around for a while and has long since faded into obscurity, in no small part thanks to the Secession Wars. Hell, by the loss of their Stormvanger lines in the mid-2800s, there were fewer than 300 Strikers in the entire Inner Sphere. But the Awesome did more than replace the Striker. It became legend. The Awesome is such a feared battle mech, a common saying in the Inner Sphere is the only defense against an Awesome is another Awesome. Then again, that may be a corporate tagline to sell Awesomes, which they did, to virtually everyone. So why so popular? The list of features is incredibly pleasing to every mercenary lord and Inner Sphere successor state alike. Concentrating principally on an energy-based weapons platform with 28 heat sinks to keep things relatively cool, the Awesome can maul anything that walks and be the last mech standing every time. None of the technical stuff. As I said, the Awesome, or at least the principal model of the AWS-8Q, is an energy-based weapons system. The AWS-8Q has 3 PPCs, and a small laser. In addition, it has a battle fist at the end of its left arm, meaning it is quite capable of pummeling an enemy even if everything else is broken, which is unlikely, given the sheer amount of goddamn armor on it. And Awesome is an impressively armored mech, carrying 15 tons of armor, which makes it one of the most heavily armed 80-ton assault mechs in the universe. In fact, it has some of the heaviest rear armor of any known battle mech, even by later era standards, meaning that often enough, it will, as I've said, be the last mech standing in any engagement. It's kept cool with 28 single heat sinks and the Pitband 240 standard engine helps it lumber around at a reasonable assault mech speed of 54 kph. Should be noted that the Garrett T-19G communication system is the same used by the ancient and venerable ANH-2A Annihilator, a mech that would shock the Inner Sphere when introduced, or rather reintroduced, by the Wolf's Dragoons in 3009. There are many interesting variants of the Awesome, some of which serve as useful LRM platforms where others incorporate lost tech in the form of XL engines or ERPPCs or even double heat sinks. Manufactured and sold through 3 consortiums over its history, Technicron, Irion Battlemechs Unlimited, and Lycome Davion Introtech, the Awesome is a readily available and surprisingly affordable mech for any mercenary unit or house guard. Comparatively, the AWS-8Q costs a modest 6.5 million C-bills, whereas a similar 80-ton mech like the Victor and Thug are well over 8 million. Now I know what some of you are thinking, and by some of you I mean Clanner Scum. Yes, you can field a 75-ton Mad Cat, or as you call it, a Timberwolf, which is a more versatile weapon system by far than an Awesome. Until you look at the cost, 75 tons of Mad Cat is 24 million C-bills. Oh, but Tex, I play tabletop and I don't use C-bills. I go by battle value, you say. Okay, a Mad Cat ranges between 2252 battle value points, and 2737 battle value points, and awesome ranges between 1358 and 1605. I rest my case. That is, unless you play tonnage versus tonnage, in which case, shame on you. Shame. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed, and if you have anything else you want me to cover in one of these Tex Talks Battletech, let me know. Or just hate it and move on.